The Secretary of State reacts to China's war games. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Secretary Antony Blinken says the missiles launched into the sea around Taiwan in response to Speaker Pelosi's visit a few days ago is provocation.
China has chosen to overreact and use Speaker Pelosi's visit as a pretext to increase provocative military activity in and around the Taiwan Strait.
Speaking in Cambodia, where he's attending a conference of the Southeast Asian nations, Secretary Blinken saying differences between mainland China and Taiwan need to be resolved peacefully, not by force. In Washington, a deal's been struck with the last holdout Democrat senator on the $433 billion climate spending bill. Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema says she'll support it after winning some concessions. Senate Majority Leader Schumer says he believes all 50 Democrats will vote for the bill, allowing a tie-breaking vote, if needed, from Vice President Harris. Democrats have dubbed it the Inflation Reduction Act. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says it's misnamed.
We're going to be paying more in taxes, according to the Joint Committee on Taxation. Congressional Budget Office says it doesn't decrease inflation. Everything they're saying, as best we can tell, is not true.
Senator Schumer says the Senate will begin debate on the bill tomorrow with plans to pass it next week. A bolt of lightning struck the park across the street from the White House last evening, leaving four people critically injured.
Two adult males and two adult females. All four were suffering critical life-threatening injuries.
That's Vito Maggiolo, the spokesman for the Washington, D.C. Fire and EMS Service, who says members of the Secret Service and the park police saw the strike and rendered aid immediately, possibly saving the victims' lives. An SUV was driven through a parade in Gallup, New Mexico last evening, injuring some people, including two police officers. The driver of the SUV arrested. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The jobs report for July will be released by the Labor Department a few hours from now. Some analysts predicting it will show job growth is slowing, but historically low unemployment numbers continue. Tuesday's GOP primary for governor in Arizona has been called in favor of the candidate endorsed by former President Trump.
It was a squeaker of a race, but ultimately the Trump-backed Carrie Lake won out over Karen Taylor Robeson, who was getting support from former Vice President Pence. Lake has been sounding confident about a win. She told reporters Wednesday, long before the tallies were done.
We are so proud of our movement. We are so proud of the victory we have.
But Lake has also been bringing up questions about potential election fraud.
I am not satisfied with how the election was run. We had major issues yesterday.
She'll face Democrat Katie Hobbs in the fall. Hobbs is currently Arizona's Secretary of State. Till NATO, Fox News.
Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis has suspended Hillsborough County State's Attorney Andrew Warren, saying he refused to enforce laws involving child sex change surgeries and abortion restrictions because they conflicted with his political ideology. Governor DeSantis telling Fox's Tucker Carlson tonight prosecutors can't do that.
They basically take it upon themselves to determine which laws should be followed and which laws should not be followed. And I can tell you, in Florida's constitution, that constitution vests the veto power in the governor, not an individual district attorney or state attorney where they can pick and choose.
Warren calls his suspension illegal. Ironically, Prosecutor Warren yesterday announced two cold case murders from nearly 40 years ago had been solved with DNA evidence, which 2 years ago exonerated the man who'd been convicted of one of the murders and spent 37 years on death row. Two men already jailed for another murder identified as the likely killers of two women who were raped and murdered in the summer of 1983. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.